This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. A special simulcast was presented between Melbourne's gay and lesbian community radio station and one of the city's largest talkback stations. Joy and 3AW joined forces to tackle suicide among same-sex attracted youth, who are up to 14 times more likely to attempt suicide than their peers, particularly in rural areas. Callers to the simulcast told their heartbreaking stories of young gay and lesbian people they knew who had taken their own lives. A host of well-known people lent their support to Joy's David McCarthy and 3AW's Neil Mitchell, including Beyond Blue Chairman Jeff Kennett, Melbourne Lord Mayor Robert Doyle and Prime Minister Julia Gillard.
For those also discovering their sexuality, life can seem pretty tough and lonely. In Australia in 2012, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to face these challenges on your own.
They emphasise contacting the gay and lesbian switchboard in your state for finding support services and calling Lifeline on 131114.
Meanwhile, $3 million will be spent on reducing discrimination and promoting better health outcomes for the LGBTI community. The initiative includes a $1.5 million national awareness and anti-discrimination media campaign and coincided with the Joy and 3AW simulcast. Beyond Blue CEO Kate Carnell says the campaign comes after research found widespread discrimination contributed to over 30% higher rates of anxiety amongst LGBTI people.
This research shows that probably in excess of 30% of Australians are discriminating against the LGBTI community. That unreasonable behaviour by such a large number of Australians is causing depression, anxiety, and even suicide in some people. Now, that's simply unacceptable.
A world-first survey is being launched in Australia that will research the health and well-being of children in same-sex attracted families. The research, for the first time, will collect insights from children themselves. The research will include an investigation into the impact of discrimination, including same-sex parents not being able to marry. The University of Melbourne is looking for families with children to participate. Go to achess.org.au.
US Vice President Joe Biden says he is absolutely comfortable with gay marriage and has credited the TV series Will and Grace with changing many Americans' views of homosexuality.
What this is all about is a simple proposition. Who do you love? Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love? And that's what people are finding out is what all marriages at their root are about. Whether they're marriages of lesbians or gay men or heterosexuals.
Mr. Biden's comments on Meet the Press mean he's now the most senior politician in the United States to endorse the right of gay couples to marry.
And briefly in other news, the Gold Coast Gay Day returns this weekend. The Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu is reportedly facing internal coalition party dissent over plans to create his government's first gay and lesbian ministerial advisory committee. And True Blood actress and Oscar winner Anna Paquin has had to explain her bisexuality again with an interviewer for Zooey magazine quizzing her about it. Paquin said she saw it as a minor biographical detail and said she thought it was important for her to come out as part of her Give a Damn campaign for gay and lesbian equality.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Italian football coach Cesar Prandelli has encouraged players to break the taboo and come out of the closet, causing current and former players to speak out about the issue. Udinese captain Di Natale disagrees with Prandelli, saying that coming out would be difficult, if not impossible, dealing with everyone's reactions and ignorance. And British tennis number 1 and 2 Elena Beltasha and Anne Kyothavong have become the most recent professional athletes to sign the government's anti-homophobia charter. Since 2011, more than 3,000 individuals and organisations have signed on to help wipe out discrimination in sport.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then please let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.